Hello and welcome to Entertainment Earth Toy of the Week podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, here to talk about the toy of the week. This week, for July 29th, we're talking about the Transformers Deluxe Titans Return Action Figures Wave 1. This is the newest Transformers Generations line. Each figure is about the same size as the usual deluxe guys. They include removable robot heads that turn into tiny little robots that can pilot their vehicle modes. They're great. They have trading cards, and Wave 1 is in stock as of my talking about this. We've got Scourge, Hardhead, Skull Smasher, Skull Cruncher, and Blur. Blur is one of the greatest toys I've bought in years. It is superb. The figure's transformation from car to robot is a lot of fun, and the robot looks a decent amount like the character on the TV show, and the car looks a decent amount like the TV show. It's colored more or less like the original toy, lots of blue. It has a nose cone shield thing you can have mounted on his arm or his back in robot mode. The head itself has a telescoping antenna in the middle, so you can have the hood ornament go up and down as you so choose. Figure has great articulation. The head fits snugly into the neck socket, and it has a little gun as well. So if you only get one figure from the Wave, which I wouldn't recommend, I'd say just get them all, Blur is the best. My second favorite was Skull Smasher because I'm obsessed with the idea of Skull Cruncher, a robot Decepticon alligator that turns into a robot, because that's what they do. The figure's tail is a weapon, the figure has a gun that can be stored in the tail, and the head becomes a tiny robot, just like everybody else. It's about 5-ish inches tall in robot mode, and the gator has a little flap that opens up on his back, so the figure can drive it as it's a gator mode. The head of the gator can open and close. He's got a sculpted tongue and teeth in there. And it has the usual articulation you've come to love and expect from the Generations line at this point. It's kind of funny to say that there is such a thing as a typical Transformer, because you get hip joints and thigh swivels and knees, possibly double knees, all that stuff. The figure also has swiveling forearms instead of wrists, which makes for a different dynamic as far as how the figure can be posed. The alligator has some articulation, but being an alligator, not a ton. I mean, there's only so many places you can move. Legs and tail and head and all that stuff. And it has a good range of mobility. Scourge is an update of the notoriously shell-formery Decepticon sweep, I guess. Or leader of the sweeps would be a better way to put it. He also has a retractable antenna on his forehead. And a couple of guns. One gun is the antenna thing, the hood ornament on his spaceboat mode. And the other one is a new piece that allows you to have a Titan Master figure sit inside it if you want. It's not in the picture on our website, but it is there. Articulation is just as good as the others, and the deco is very much like the original toy. You'll notice some black and silver markings. Those are meant to approximate the original stickers to some extent. I think they succeed. And in person, the detail on the head looks great because of the silver face paint reflects the light just right. There's a big difference between having a gray molded face and a silver painted face. And it really is just superb. What else do we want to say about this one? Rounded in the right spots, not very shell-formery. Has a very non-intuitive transformation. You kind of have to pull the legs out and twist things around. And everything folds together pretty nicely. So I recommend it because I like the movie guys, along with Blur. I mean, there aren't a lot of movie-esque movie guys. We got Blur as a Earth car. We got Scourge is a flying wing back in Generations 2010 or 11. 11. And this is more like the movie. So if you like movie guys and you like the movie, this is good. Hardhead rounds out the set, being a smaller update of the original toy mode. His shoulder cannon can be pulled off and held in his hand, and it can also seat a Titan Master figure if you want. His green gun fits in his other hand. It does not include a second green gun like the G1 toy, but it does have the face mask of the original G1 toy. The tank mode is a great futuristic, not quite an H-tank, and it is, it's got rolling wheels. Good sculpt, good detail, good coloring. On the American cartoon and the Japanese cartoon, the Rebirth and the Headmasters respectively, Hardhead was frequently shown as having a mouth. I think he was in pretty much most, if not all, of the comic appearances as well. So this one's a little bit different looking. The Japanese version has a faceplate, but this one's available now, and it is considerably cheaper. So you really can't go wrong there. It's got the trading card as well. Good paint, good detail. Love the sculpt of the tiny robot. They're all pretty good, but some are better than others just because it's like, okay, well, I can see what you're doing there. Just the face, just everything about it, the sculpting, and I love it. And he's a great pilot for the tank mode, which also has little pegs. Actually, all of these guys have little pegs on them for the feet of the Titan Masters, so you can have the car or jet or whatever rolling around and have little robots riding both inside it and on top of it. Each one has multiple places to carry several figures, so if you're not buying the Titan Masters figures sold separately, I'd recommend doing so, just so you have heads to swap and little tiny pilots. We had some in stock for a few weeks, but we sold out. We are going to see if we can get some more, and we can fill your back orders at that time. And I recommend them all. A Wave 2 was shown in China today at Cybertron Con. Taro, Fangry, who else? There were a couple of others, I think, shown as well. I'm just blanking. Oh, Overdrive and Sawback, I think, were the names. Those were shown at Comic-Con last week, along with the Decepticon Gnaw, the Sharkticon. I can't wait to army build him. Bumblebee, a Triple Changer Megatron. Oh, a Combiner Lyokaiser, which is going to be an exclusive online for someone. And lots of other great stuff. So watch the news for all kinds of new Transformers stuff. Combiner Wars isn't quite over yet. Computron is just around the corner, so put some money away for that. Lyokaiser, definitely put some money away for that. I saw it in person. It's very nice. And, of course, Titans are going to be doing all kinds of great stuff. Wave 2 will be out in a couple of months, and also we're starting to see previews for Wave 3, which includes Rodimus and others, which I don't think they've shown all of yet to the public, but they're out there. If you look around, you might see a list with rumors and upcoming names and stuff like that, so check that out. I hope you enjoy the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at EntEarth. Follow our news blog at news.entertainmentearth.com. If you don't already subscribe to the podcast, please do and tell a friend so we can keep doing it. My name's Adam Paulus. I am signing off, and I will see you next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast, where I'll probably talk about something with Marvel Legends. There are some 12-inch Marvel Legends figures that should be going up very shortly. I've been playing around with a Spider-Man figure. It's quite nice. See you next time!